Here we are in front of Parshas Miketz, and it had been my plan to spend these last four Parshas of Sefer Bereshis, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, on Yosef HaTzadik. Ober Chanukah is Chanukah, and we can't be on Chanukah and not talk about Chanukah. So let's do some Chanukah learning this week, and we'll get back to Yosef HaTzadik and Yetzer Hashem next week. Alan Nissim. Alan Nissim, you know, we all say Alan Nissim, we know Alan Nissim, we love Alan Nissim, but I discovered just when I was thinking a little bit about it while I was saying it this year, there's a lot in there which we can really derive big limudim from that. Let me share with you some of the ideas which crossed my mind saying Alan Nissim this year. So b'yemei Matas Yob and Yochanan Koyen Godol Hachashmonoi Uvanov Kishomdov Machos Yerosho Al Amcha Yisrael Lashkichom Tzayrosecho Ulehaavirom Mechukei Ritzaynecha. That the Rotson of Yovan was Lashkichom Tzayrosecho, to make them forget your Tzayro Ribbono Shel Olam, Ulehaavirom Mechukei Ritzaynecha, and to be caused them to be over the mitzvahs which your Rotzon expressed. So who is the victim over here? Whom were the Yevonim fighting? So it seems they were fighting the Ribbono Shel Olam. They came to Lashkichom Torosecha Ulehaavirom Mechukei Ritzaynecha. We don't want your Torah here. We don't want your Rotzon here. And the fact is that is really not my Shtickel Torah, that is the Ramban's Shtickel Torah, not about Chanukah, but in general. At the end of Hazinu, when the whole history of Klal Yisrael is said over, I mean, that's such an interesting thing, that the unterste Shura, the bottom line of Jewish history is Haninu Goyim Amo, the last Pasuk in Hazinu, Haninu Goyim Amo, that the Ribbono, the Amim will praise the Am of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is Klal Yisrael, Kidam Avodav Yikom, because he is going to take vengeance concerning the Dam Avodav, the blood of his servants, V'nokom Yoshev L'Tzorov, he will do vengeance against his enemies, not the Tzorei Klal Yisrael. V'nokom Yoshev L'Tzorov, and finally he will appease the land when his people comes back to the land. That's the vision of Moshe Rabbeinu in Hazinu for the Achris Hayomim. So the Ramban makes a big issue of this, of V'nokom Yoshev L'Tzorov. Let's read the Ramban over there, because it's such a Yesoidistic Ramban. V'omru Hashiro, Ki besov Yoshev nokom l'tzorav ulemasan av Yeshalem. His enemies, those that hate him. V'atam, ki heim osu kol harois imonu. Why do the goyim hate us so much? Why do they do terrible things to us? V'atam, ki heim osu kol harois imonu l'sin osoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not because they hate us, it's because they hate the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're not going to hate us because we serve their Avodah Zorah. Forget it. They will admire us. They hate us because we're not going to do what they do. Because we serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why they hate us. Ukrainian Shoma, ki olecho hiraknu kol hayom. We say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's because of you that we get killed the whole day. All the pogroms that we have suffered is because of you. Im kain l'sinosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yase k'moy kol harois ha'ele, bonu kol harois ha'ele. V'hem tzorav u'masan av. The olav lehinokem bohem, and it's his duty to be noikem because they are his enemies. So mayo de gezach, and the emphasis, that's a kapitel tellen. We say it so often in Nebuch today, everybody says Pei Gimel all the time. But the emes is, we have to think a little bit when we say Pei Gimel. What does it say over there? It's your enemies who are making the fuss. And those that hate you are becoming the leaders of the world. They're making plans against your people, that's true. But who's the enemy? They are making aces against your ideas. It's Moyodik. That's the whole theme of this mizmah. Very, very interesting to think about the whole mizmah, how it goes. But we see from these early psukim that the David HaMelech was telling us, Osaf was telling us that when we see the goyim fighting against the yidden, they're fighting against the Ribbono Shel Olam. They are your sonim, they're your oivim, and the mele you have to do the nekama. And as I said in Hazinu, haninu goyim amal kidam avod of yikam v'yokam nokam yoshev letzorav. He will be taking vengeance letzorav to his enemies. That's the Achris HaYomim. So it's so striking that in Alanism, like it's Ki'ilu Mamish, whoever was Mechaber Alanism, wanted us to be struck. It took me a long time, many, many, many decades, to be struck by this the way I should have been struck. But you see the contradiction Ki'ilu in the words. What does it say? Again, Kishom de Marcus Yovan or Rosho al Amcho Yisrael, Lashkiron Taro Secha, Ulaviro Mechukirut Sainecha, Vatabracha Mehoravim, Omadito Lohem Beis Tarosom. Yeah, it's you Amcho Yisrael, and you stood next to them at the ace of that Tzoro, Rav Torres Rivam, Dan Torres Dinam, Nokam Torres Nikmosam. Oi, Moyodik. What's happening over here? Rafter's Rivam, you fought their fight, not your fight. Although we learned both in Tehillim and in the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah and Hazinu that the Goyim are his enemies, primarily, not our enemies. And if they hate us, it's only because they hate the Ribbono Shel Olam. So ultimately, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam who is their enemy. And over here it says, what do? Raftes rivam, dantes dinam, no kamtes nikmosam. That's a moyodik gesagt. Like, why? What's the Alanism telling us over here? That suddenly Chanukah seems to stand out uniquely in history. Wow, that's an unbelievable thing. Chanukah seems to stand out uniquely in history, because who tells us what the pshat is in history? Who's the greatest historian who teaches up the whole of history? The Ribbono Shel Olam. That's Parshas Hazinu. And in Parshas Hazinu states that the Nekoma belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. El Nekoma is Hashem, El Nekoma is Hoifia, Hinose Shofet Horet, Hoshev Gemul Argeim. The Kola Toiro Kula is Eidus, that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's job to do Nekoma against the Goyim. As I stared everywhere, and suddenly Chanukah comes along, and consciously, because it started off with Ashkicham Torah Secha Ulaviram Echokirut Zaynecha, so it started off with that theme, and in spite of the fact that it started off with that theme, it switches. What's going on over here? So it seems that the Ribbono Shel Olam on Chanukah was acting out of character, ki'ilu, if you can say that about the Ribbono Shel Olam. His natia, one can say, I know that's the wrong word to use with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but his natural reaction would be to take nekama. Haninu goyim amo kidam avodav yikran. Nokam yoshev letzorav. He has to be noikem the dam avodav, because in the dam avodav lies the fact that they are his tzorav. So v'nokam yoshev letzorav, and he's going to take vengeance on the tzorim, on his tzorim. And Chanukah is something different, isn't it interesting? So I really think that could be, that's ki'ilu like a new reading in the Gemara in Yuma. Let's think about it a little bit, and maybe my pshat is not a bad pshat. Yeah, Gemara says in Yuma by it's talking about Purim. Gemara says, Ma shacha soif kol halayla af Purim soif kol hanisim. That Purim was the last nes in history. Purim was a nes, and we have a Gilas Esther and Tanakh to be made on that nes, and that's soif kol hanisim. Just like shacha, it says ayeles hashacha in the mizmor, which is devoted to Purim, Eili, Eili, Lama Zaftoni, that's Esther coming into the Beis Avodah Zarah where Ahasuerus was sitting. Rochok miyishuosi divrei shagosi, that's Purim. It's soif kol hanisim, like shacha is soif kol halayla, Purim is soif kol hanisim. Frag di Gemara, v'ikach Chanukah, wasn't Chanukah nes? It's true that Chanukah was a nes, but it doesn't count because it's not Nitein Lichtav. There's no Megillas Chanukah in Tanakh. No, why is Chanukah not Nitein Lichtav? Why is Daka there's no Sefer in Tanakh to tell us the story of Chanukah? So the answer would be, Poshut, you would say, no, there wasn't any Tanakh being written anymore. There was Chasimas HaTanakh was done by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and by the time Chanukah came around, the Torah Shebikzav had already been Nechtam, it was already sealed, and everything else is Sforim Chitzonim, and Mimele, there's no Tanakh to put it into. Ah, tough luck. It's not Nitin Likosev. Chanukah missed the deadline. Oh, but that doesn't mean anything. In the Rabbi Nisham's world, Kisei HaKodesh, in the Nisim and so on, which the Rabbi Nisham does to us, there's no such thing as missing a deadline. There must be something in Chanukah which makes it not Nitein Lichtav. So, the Rabbi Nisham could have found an answer. Let there not be a Chasim as a Tanakh before Chanukah. Whatever it is. Why is the Taka not Nitein Lichtav? So it occurred to me that with another diuk in Al HaNisim, let's go further a little bit in Al HaNisim and see what we'll find. So Rav Tzrivam Danter Es Dinam Nokanter Es Nikmosam Mosato Giborim Biyad Chalashim V'Rabim Biyad Ma'atim Otmeim Biyad Tehorim U'Rishoyim Biyad Tzadikim V'Zedim Biyat Oiske Soira Secho. And so on. So everybody always asks, I've heard this question probably as many Chanukahs as I've lived through. Mosato Giboirim Biyat Chaloshim. No, that's a fine nes. We'd expect the Giboirim to win, the Chaloshim won. Rabim Biyat Ma'atim. We'd expect the Rabim to win, it's the Ma'atim who won. Tmeyim Biyat Tehoirim is already not so poshut. Why is that a nes that the Tehoirim won? I mean, are Tehoirim by definition less good soldiers? Maybe. Urshoim biyat tzadikim, v'zeidim biyat oiske soirosecha. That's a really tough one. Like zeidim biyat oiske soirosecha. Like, what's the big chiddush of that? So they were zeidim and the oiske soirosecha, but the oiske soirosecha, the Machashmanoim were good soldiers, and the Rabbi Nisham helped them, and so they won. Like, what's the chiddush of Zeidim Biyad Oiske Soirosecha? It's interesting. What does it mean? The emes is, when you think about it, it's probable that the nusach in Al HaNisim came out from the pasuk. Zeidem helitzuno ad ma'od mitzayrosro loy notisi. Oh, the chayyur in Tillim, we have this reaction. Zeidem helitzuno ad ma'od. The zeidem made fun of me. Mitzayrosro loy notisi. But I didn't turn away from your Torah. So it seems the chayyur that there is a hisnagdus between zeidem and oiske tarosecha. I think, I would imagine, that this phrase, v'zeidim biad oiske sarosecha, comes from that posuk. But what does it taka mean? What does it mean? So, the emes is that Hanukkah is a different kind of nes. It's really a different kind of nes. Why is it a different kind of nes? Let's think about that Gemara in Yuma. What does the Gemara say? Ma shachar soif kol halayla, af purim soif kol hanesim. So it turns out like this. So it turns out that the tkufa of nisim is described as layla, except the purim shachar is soif kol halayla. The night has ended now, and now comes the day. And now comes the day, and that's not the time for nisim anymore. Soif kol hanesim, like the shachar is soif kol halayla. Laila is the zman of nisim, and day, there ought not to be any nisim. Maral points out, that's interesting. Wouldn't we have said fakir that day, when the time there's light, and you see the Rebbeinu Shloimeh more, and by night it's dark, you can't see so well. I think I've asked a number of people, and invariably, if I ask them, if you would describe certain times which are appropriate for nisim and certain times which are not appropriate for nisim, which one would you say is more appropriate for nisim? Everybody says the night, the day, I mean. Oh, but in the Gemara said forget that the night is the zman of nisim and not the day. Zot Maral, why is that so? Because nisim function best in a world in which nature is quiet, is silent, nature is asleep. Lilo is a time when nature is asleep, and there nisim take place more easily. Nisim go against nature, so when nature is asleep, that's a time for nisim. Maral shtelz zu, if I remember correctly also, that just like night is more mesugel for nisim than day, so also the midbar is more mesugel for nisim than the yishuv. Midbar, Matan Torah was in the midbar. The Mon was in the midbar. Ananekovot was in the midbar. The Be'er was in the midbar. Klal Yisrael 40 years in the midbar. Why? Same thing. Now, we're not talking about the real ecology. I understand. I've read a little bit about it. I mean, the enormously complex ecology of the desert, to make it a desert. But Lemaisa, we don't experience nature in the desert so much because nothing happens. It's just sitting there. So we don't experience nature in the desert so much. So that's a place which is roi for nisim. Yeah. So comes out that Purim is the twilight of the morning. So Shachar is the twilight of the morning, and Soif Kol HaLayla, night is changing to day. The period which is hospitable to the concept of Nes is gradually giving way to the period which is not hospitable to giving, to making Nisim, and that's the Kumtach Ois, that Hanukkah is what kind of a Nes is it? It's not supposed to be taking place. If Purim only made it because it was still Shachar, it was still the twilight, sort of Purim Chaptarai Mamish at the end of the Tkuf of Nisim. So now it turns out that the Nes of Hanukkah was at a time when there was supposed to be any Nisim. That's a Mario de Gechides. So what's going on over here? And why should there be a Nes happening when the time is not Mesugel for Nisim? And if you say, oh well, when Hashem wants to make a Nes, he'll do it anyway. So then it loses all meaning. Because then you say the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes nisim, he can make it by day, he can make it by night, he can make it in the yishuv, he can make it in the midbar. Makes absolutely no difference to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Elomai, what is Chazal saying? That for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam himself, he prefers to do nisim by night and in the midbar. And by day, it's a time when he won't make nisim. So what's the nes of Chanukah? That's an interesting shaila. So I want to suggest that the whole story is a different story. I never really understood it like this till this year. But it's, I think, an insight which can sort of, you know, Chanukah is hard to have new insights. Always think that one of the nisim of Chanukah is that everybody has a Shtekel Torah every year. You hear there's so many Shtekel Torah about Chanukah. So it's hard to find something new. But this time, I really think that I've been hit by something which is for me at least a new insight. See, what I want to think is like this. What does the Gemara mean, Niten Lichtav? It's not Niten Lichtav. The Pshat is, it's not Niten Lichtav because the Nes, what the Nes is Megale, doesn't have to exist on a piece of parchment. What the Nes is Megale is Klal Yisrael itself. We are the Megillah, and the Megillah's Esther is on a piece of parchment, and it's part of Torah Shebikzav. The Megillah's Chanukah is Klal Yisrael, is every Yid. The Nes of Chanukah is written in us. So yeah, we have to understand. I heard this years and years and years and years ago when I was still learning in Gateshead, many, many years ago. And I remember once the Panivesh Rav Zecher Tzadik Livrocha came visiting in Gateshead, and he gave a drosh in the yeshiva, and he read to us this last few psukim of Malachi. Zochel lechem yire shumi shemesh tzdoko mavir b'chnofeo yitzosem ofishem keeg le'mavir. Well, let's not get into that because otherwise we'll go too long. So we talk about Achris Hayomim. What does it say? Zichru Teuras Moshe Avdi Asher Tzivisi Asher B'chorev Al Kol Yisroel Chukim Mishpotem Hinei Onoishu Shaleach Lachem Ezel Yohanovi Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem HaGodol V'Anoiro V'Heshev Leib Ovoz Al Bonim V'Leib Bonim Al Avoysom Ten Over V'Kesi Asorot Cherem. Whatever all these psukim mean, but what it's saying is, Kinderlich, you want Mashiach to come? Hinei Shaleach Lachem Ezel Yohanovi. Zichru Teuras Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah. Remember the Panivesh Arov so clearly. I was a kid at the time, but it made a Roshim that I remembered it. And he said, look, Malachi was the last Novi. After this Nevuah, it was curtains on Nevuah. The Rabbi Hashem is going to leave us to our own devices. The Rabbi Hashem is going to leave us to our own devices. No more Nevuah. No more Nevuah. So the Rabbi Hashem says, I'll tell you something. I have a substitute for the Nevuah. Zichru Teuras Moshe. If you remember the Torah, and if you go to the Torah, and if you learn the Torah, so then you'll find out my Rotzon even without Nevi'im. What the Nevi'im had done in the Tkufa of the Nevi'im, the Torah can do for you. Of course, in an abbreviated form, in a less profound experience form. Oh, but that's what's going to have to keep you. That's unbelievable. So the Tkufa, what the Gemara is talking about in Yuma, that the Tkufa, which is not a Tkufa of Nisim, is because the Noma Nevi'im. In other words, the Nisim, which are Nitnu Likosev, the Nisim, which are not identified within the Klal, that the Klal Yisrael itself is the living aedus of that Nes. They have to be written, they have to be preserved in a Torah Shebikzav. That's when the Nevuah is finished, there's no more Torah Shebikzav. The Teretz is, there's no more Torah Shebikzav, so where is the Nes? Where is the Nes recorded? Not recorded in writing. So where is it recorded? It's recorded in Klal Yisrael. It's recorded by Yidden, the fact that we're existing, the fact that we're not being nichna to the Yovan of this generation in which we are living now, in the Yovan of past generations. Rabbi Weinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, the Rosh Yeshiva here in Baltimore, said once in Moyer de Gezach, And it also that didn't leave me, because I thought it was an unbelievable insight that he said that Hanukkah was not nitten likosev because it's not finished yet. Purim is a self-contained story. There was a gezeira from Haman, and then he was hung on the tree, and Shlomo Yisrael, a self-contained story you can write. Hanukkah is an ongoing